Blog Talk Radio.
We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime, I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around, I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice in thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill. I need to chill. But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out summertime. Or at least I try. And at least a generation later, I'm still trying to ease my soul. Still trying to ease my soul.
On a magnificent Tuesday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone, the comfort zone here on LOTO Radio. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Miss LaTanya Holmes. Thank you, my love, for honoring us. Actually, last week, I cannot believe we are just zooming through June. And family, remember to purchase her new hit single, Things Change, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon.com. And speaking of incredible, gifted singer, exceptional songwriter, Aria Lanell, new EP, or sophomore EP, My Name Is, on behalf of the Zone, of course, the Teddy Bear, it's my honor to welcome the incredible Miss Aria Lanell. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful. First and foremost, congratulations on the new EP. I like to say album. just
thank
a formal
so
technicality.
Much.
Oh, my pleasure. You know what? I must commend you on your songwriting. I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics, and listening to your entire EP, I was completely taken back as far as the amount of textures that you used in your songwriting. What are some of the things that motivate you in life that help you incorporate in your music?
Well, first of all, thank you for letting me be on your show today. But also, I look at life and I just want to express like my experience through my songs, whether it be my personal experience or maybe writing about someone else's story in words that they probably couldn't put it in there. I just love taking a human story and just making it something that people can relate to. So I'm like just inspired really by like everything that happens in life.
Right. Now, looking at you from a distance, and my program director was kind enough to give me some videos to get a better essence. It's one thing to listen to an artist, it's another to see someone visually what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And what caught me is that when someone looks at you on stage, it's a completely different person than you would see with you're just looking, just what do you call it? Normal, wearing glasses, hair pulled back, just a sense of normality. But then when you get on stage, it's a completely different person. Do you find yourself having a sense of, I guess, I don't know, do you use the term rebirth or just a certain comfortability when you do perform, being able to express your feelings?
Yes, definitely. I feel like you said, like everyday me is just everyday me. I'm chill. You'll
right.
see me with my glasses on, you know, and whatnot. But when I'm on stage, I get to express all the weird parts, all the crazy, creative, like different parts of me that live inside my brain. It's like escapism almost. My grandmother, I'd always be like, Aria Lanell and Ariana are two different people. But my grandma was just like, no, you guys are the same. You know, your artist persona and your real self are the same. They're just different aspects of the same person. So it kind of feels like a Clark Kent Superman duality to me.
Okay. Well, I mean, it definitely resonates through your music. Who were some of the artists? And I want to use, because there's a lot of artists out there that inspire us in different ways as far as performance. But for me, as I said, I've always been inspired by the lyrical content as far as being a complete artist, a complete musician. Who are some of the people that really you just simply admired and really just made you want to do what you do now?
I can think of, like, about the top three, I would say, is, like, in the gospel realm, like, Shirley Caesar. Like, she was, like, my first fave. And then Mariah Carey, because she's, like, a great vocalist and a great songwriter at the same time. Especially, like, being a female, to be great at what you do on both hands. That's pretty epic and inspiring to me. And then lastly, but not least, certainly, is definitely Prince. I've always been inspired by him, like, as far back as I can remember, because he did everything equally well. Like, he was equally a great songwriter, equally a great producer, entertainer, just all-around artist.
Now, I was kind of taken back that you mentioned Prince, because that's from my era. I'm kind of dating myself a little bit, but that's okay. I'm comfortable with it. As far as, I appreciate that, because I think a lot of quote-unquote artists that are coming up in today's industry, they don't really truly have a grasp on what it takes to be quote-unquote a self-contained artist, meaning to hone your skills, writing, songwriting, being able to produce your own music, being able to have the accessibility mentally where you can expand yourself, not living in a box. For you as an artist, how important is it to you to constantly challenge yourself as a songwriter and to remain truthful to who you are?
It's paramount to me. Every song that I write, I always have like a goal in that song, like something I want to experiment in that song, like a certain rhythm, or maybe I'll like experiment with like a different genre, or like in my song My Name Is, I used a phone number like in the lyrics, and I'd always wanted to do that. And every song I do is always just something different. If I've done it before, it kind of doesn't seem like worth it. Like, it seems like you're treading the same ground over and over again. So with everything that I do, I'm literally always trying to push myself to do something different.
I've always said that in some essence, we as people, just as human beings, we have a tendency to kind of micromanage our emotions and our feelings. I think the great thing about being an artist, being true to who you are as far as art form, there is no micromanage. You come and you bring such a sense of vulnerability to the art form. For you, we talked about earlier about it being therapeutic, but could you kind of expound on that a little bit more to the listeners? For you, how therapeutic is it for you being able to have that level of, as you say, escapism into your music?
Well, as a person, independent of being an artist, I'm quite the introvert. I love to read. I'm very soft-spoken. I'm quite shy, and reserved. So, like, at first glance, like, you wouldn't think that I might have these thoughts or feelings, but I can write my emotions and my thoughts and ideas in these songs and express them in ways that, you know, is interesting, and people actually listen to it. And I would say that is why it's therapeutic for me. I'm literally able to get those thoughts out.
I can honestly say, for me, I know I've always been an extrovert. So trying to relate to someone who is an introvert, I've always found it somewhat fascinating, because you never know exactly what they're thinking, because they always have a way to express their feelings, whether, as you say, through writing, through poetry, you name it. And listening to your album or your EP, it sounds like this was the perfect vehicle for you to expound on who you are as an artist. How do you feel about that?
Thank you. And it is like, I do all different kinds of art. I paint and all of that, but I'm just most drawn to sound my whole life. And I noticed when I was a kid that, like when I was talking or whatever, like people would kind of like talk over me because I was so shy. But when I sang, they listened to me. And so I was like, there's something there. So ever since then, I just was like, oh, I'm gonna go with this and see where it takes me. And like, I just really love the art form. Like you can push it to the limit and just experiment with so many different things. And I'm just, I love music top to bottom.
Always said, in order to do what you do, you have to have a certain kind of love, a passion that a lot of people can't understand or they choose to relate. And speaking of having passion and love, one of my favorite songs, Your Love, featuring Rod Bonner. Tell us about that particular single and how did it come about working with him?
Ooh, now that one is like literally my favorite song, like hands down. I'm so glad you talked about that. Well, I wrote the song. I felt like there weren't as many like modern love songs these days. Like everything's always about a broken heart or it's about being done wrong by someone or I don't need love. I'm awesome. Whatever. I wanted to write about the beauty of love and the purity of it and just how great it is to be vulnerable when you love someone. And so I wrote the track, I produced it myself at home, and I was just like, oh my God, listening to like Roger Troutman and all that, and I just love that kind of like talk box thing that he did. So one of my friends, Rod Bonner, like he did like an awesome like cover of a song. I'm like, hey, look at God. And I like messaged him, and he was excited about the project, and he contributed his talk box, and it made this like magical thing, and it became literally my favorite track on the EP.
You know, one thing I've noticed in the very short period of time that I've had an opportunity to converse with you, I don't like to use the term old or old school. I detest that with a passion. You have a very eclectic vibe. You have a very Renaissance soul. You have a certain aura about you that has a great appreciation on what music should be. And I sense that you don't have a fear of challenging yourself. Am I right on that?
You are completely right on that. I love to take risks, even if it's something that people don't like or understand. Like there's a song I did a few years ago called Stargazer. Everyone hated that song. My mom hated it. Everyone hated that song. But I just wanted to try something different. And I love that song, even though, like, you can't find it anywhere anymore, because, like, I just tried something different. So for me, it's literally about the risk of the, like, it's just music at the end of the day. Like, what are you going to lose by, like, stepping out of your comfort zone and, like, just playing around with a different sound? Like, push come to shove, you'll have inspiration for like another song down the road, or you'll learn something new from that process. So I'm literally never afraid to take a risk musically.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that made me a great admirer of artists like, besides Prince, but David Bowie, because he challenged himself from going from Spiders to Mars, A Thin White Duke, I mean, you name it, Aladdin Zane. Mm-hmm. I love that, the creative process of an artist when they're being true to the art form. And speaking of art form, let's get into some new music, some fantastic new music from the incredible Miss Aria Linnell from her new EP, My Name Is, with Your Love, featuring Rod Bonner here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Yeah.
Zone of LOTO Radio. You growing up having a lot of different musical influences. For you, when you go in the process as far as recording, how important is it for you to have someone that you connect, that really understands you, that you can connect with from as far as the production standpoint of your music, where you know this producer can bring the best out of you?
I mean, well, 99.9% of the time, actually, I'm producing my own songs, so I don't even really have to worry about that. Usually, it's literally whatever I think about, I will, like, create the song, and then I will sing it, like, the melody and the lyrics for it. And in those rare occasions when I do utilize an outside producer, it's definitely important that our spirits mesh. But usually I will choose to work with a producer who is like completely different from me genre-wise, like in the song Read Your Mind featuring Planetarian, because I love the differences. And that's, I think, where uniqueness comes in, is when like you have two people from like completely different like musical backgrounds coming together to make something musically just awesome.
For those who have not had an opportunity to listen to your music or see you perform live, what would be the best way? Can you describe yourself? Who is Aria Linnell?
I'd say Aria Linnell is like real, honest. You're going to get true to life stories from me. And like genre wise, I call it like kind of like post diva R&B with like hints of funk. And just rich musical juiciness.
Post-diva R&B. I like that. That's different. Post-diva R&B with a touch of funk. I can vibe with that. I can definitely vibe with that. Like Stan Lee said, with great power comes great responsibility. And I know it is definitely a challenge when you're an independent artist, because you put so much of who you are, not just from a emotional and mental standpoint, but also monetarily. For you, when a major label approaches you, which I know that will happen much sooner than later, how important is it to you that, number one, you have control over your masters and also not allowing them to control you like a puppet? Because we see so many artists fall into that because they start seeing dollar signs, and all money is not good money.
I'd say that that's super, super important. That's one of my main concerns as an artist with, like, interfacing with major labels is I want to make sure that I'm still in control of my art, like, at the beginning and end of the day, because, like, the way I sound or the music that I've created is what attracted them to me in the first place. So, like, you can't, like, try to change that because you liked what I brought to the table in the first place. Keep it going. So it's very important that I keep control of what I create because, you know, I'm the one creating it. Like, at the end of the day, like, it's literally my musical child. So that is my main concern when interfacing with major labels.
Growing up in the era that I grew up in, as far as music was concerned, during the times that I was going to school, we always had music education in school. And I've seen as time, as years have gone by, that they've taken a lot of the music education out of schools. And I wanted to find out from you, how important is it or how much of a detriment is it when you don't have something like that in schools where you know there are a lot of talented young people, especially in the inner city, that don't have an opportunity to learn music, to learn how to pick up an instrument, to read music, to write, or to take it even further. The ones
so
that
important
are,
to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, absolutely.
Sorry.
Ooh. No. Go right ahead.
Oh, I think it's really, really important to have music in schools. I've seen, like, a lot of people, if they don't have music in schools, they'll, like, be, like, crying out and yearning for, like, a way to express themselves musically, and they'll feel really shy about it because they don't have that space to just experiment and pick up an instrument or, like, sing in the choir or whatever. And I just think it's important to allow people to have that creative space, whether they become an artist in the future or not. I think music and having a music education helps you think outside the box and think critically and just learn about different parts of yourself that I think are really important for, like, young developing minds to have, like, a really great, like, musical education as a kid. But that's, like, super rare these days. And, you know, I just think we need to bring more attention back to bringing music education back to schools, like, pronto.
Now, it comes across to me, and I may be wrong, won't be the first and definitely will not be the last. You're a thinker. You analyze everything. At any point in your life, have you ever thought what your life would be like if you did not have music in it?
Could you repeat that last phrase? My phone cut out.
No problem. No, what I was saying was, I said, have you ever thought at any time what your life would be like with not, as far as not being able to have music being used as a vehicle to express your thoughts?
I think about that often. I really don't know what I would do with my life if it weren't for music. I mean, music is really the way that I express myself to the world. I think that I probably would have gone into some other type of artistic form if, like, I hadn't gone into music or music wasn't a part of my life, but I just really can't imagine it, and it's almost, like, scary, too, because music is so much a part of me. It's like breathing at this point.
And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the very super talented Aria Linnell as we discuss her new EP, My Name Is, and it is available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And not only that, we got a special treat for you. If you haven't had an opportunity to see her perform live, you're going to get that opportunity tomorrow, my goodness, Wednesday, June the 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern. She will be appearing live and performing live at the Rockwood Music Hall. That's at 196 Allen Street. That's in New York, New York, Uptown. Lord have mercy. What can we expect? What can the listeners expect from a live performance from you?
Well, one, you're going to hear that vocally, no studio trickery here. My voice really does sound like that.
Okay. Two, no auto-tune, Lord have mercy.
No.
Okay.
No. But two, you're just going to have a good time. You're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to sing. You're going to smile. Like, I talk to the crowd a lot. You're going to laugh. And I want people to feel comfortable to, like, if you want to sing along, if you want to wave your hand, go right ahead. It's going to be a very, very lit show.
Well, you heard it first from the lady. It's definitely going to be a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, another hit single from the new EP called League. Can you tell the listeners out there about that particular song?
Phew, League is that song for me. League is really about me, like, asserting my self-worth. And it's for anyone, really, who wants to, you know, tell your haters they can't treat you, you know, negatively. You're not going to let people walk over you. This is that song to express that to them. And I love it. I literally wrote this song with the intention of having as much swag in the song as humanly possible.
Lord have mercy. So it is written. So it shall be done. League from the incredible Arielle Linnell from the new EP. My name is here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Ain't that what you want?
features and vibes are real. Lord have mercy. Aria, Linnell, new EP, My Name Is, with League, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by Aria's official website. That's at www.rllinnell.com. Also for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, same handle. Lord have mercy. My queen, it was definitely an honor to have you on the show. And this is your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. And hopefully soon you'll come down here to Houston. We would love to have you in the studio.
I would love to be there. And thank you so much for having me on your show today. I really enjoyed talking with you.
My pleasure. Much continued success. And knock 'em dead. And those, I'm getting emails right now. My program director just sent me some emails saying, hey, they're teddy bears. And why does she have to be in New York? I said, hey, look, trains, planes, automobiles, camel, swim, do whatever you have to do to get to Uptown, get to New York tomorrow to see this very talented lady do her thing. And again, much continued success. Love you so much and keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You do the same. The very talented Aria Linnell here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. I love it, man. When an artist is true to the form, man, and it comes across, it resonates in her music. Speaking of resonate, let's get back into some music that's going to move you and stimulate your mind, body, and soul. That's what we do here in the zone with Erica Gain. It's There featuring Brian McKnight here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Baby, if we only knew the crazy with my one word answer? Do I test your patience with my stubborn silence? Do you really want to know what's on my mind? Well, here I go again, spoiling paradise. And I'm so caught up making sure you stay forever, that I forgot to love the time we've spent together. I just wanna breathe in, stop second guessing, look at your smile, take it in, try to relax in, live in the moment, and all that we've got to believe in. The future's just a promise that may change with the weather. This is the photo book, still I'm chasing forever. Why do I get stuck for something I've already found? All we really have is love. Yeah. All we really have is love. And it's overcast with a chance of sunshine. Try to make it last while I know you're still mine. And I'm scared to show this fragile feeling that we live on with all my frustrations, high expectations. Take it as it comes. What I've got with you is as good as it gets. And I don't want to look back at this chance and regret. I just want to breathe in, stop second guessing, look at your smile and take it in, try to relax and live in the moment. It's all that we've got to believe in. The future is just a promise that may change with the weather. The past is just a photo book, still I'm chasing forever. Why do I get searching for something?
Dollars and dimes.
These niggas is fake, these bitches is fake, don't know who to trust. I've been riding around strapped up, yeah, I'm still paranoid. Same niggas calling you broke, same niggas get at your hoe. I've been out here getting rich and you niggas still broke.
Can you do me a favor? Don't ask me for nothing, no handouts and no lifesavers. What you saying? Passion just sleep when you in my coat. Switching lights, beep, 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 get out my way. I'm talking to you, I get road rage when I'm coming through. When I'm coming over, don't ask me to dance. I play my new single, no, no. We're not taking pictures, we're not tagging nothing. I wanna know something about you. Okay, okay, alright, let's hear some notes. I'm cashing my check, cause it isn't coming, don't ask me for not a no, no. In case you unsure, I'm not impressed. People taking advantage, let's put that to rest. Don't ask me for favors, no way. Don't ask me for nada. Don't ask me for favors, no way. Don't ask me for nada. No, no, no. No, no. Can you stay on my business? My circle's a little, can't talk to too many, only a few. What you thinking? Fly to LA for the few. Shopping spree, ching, 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 ching. Pockets is loaded. Music so loud, sound like a helicopter when I'm coming through. When I'm coming over, don't ask me to dance. I play my new single, no, no. We're not taking pictures, we're not taking nothing. I wanna know something about you. Okay, okay, alright, let's hear some notes. I'm working out with the PM, the AM, don't ask me for nada, no, no. In case you unsure, I'm not impressed. People taking advantage, let's put that to rest. Don't ask me for favors, no way. Don't ask me for nada. Don't ask me for favors, no way. Don't ask me for nada. No, no, no.
Hey, run around city in a coupe. Everything that I drive bulletproof. Back. I be by myself. Trust niggas is bad for your health.
For real.
Today one switch up so fast, so you gotta watch out for these no niggas. Yeah. All they
want to
do is count your pockets
and
get back.
Stop. Listen, you can't trust nothing. People out here are straight leeches. They try to slip their way in and manipulate the situation any way they can. Trying to take advantage because they don't want to do nothing for themselves. They don't want to strive for nothing. Assalamu alaikum.
In case you're unsure, I'm not impressed. People taking advantage, let's put that to rest.
Don't ask me for favors, no way. Don't ask me for nada. Don't ask me for favors, no way. Don't ask me for nada. No, 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 no,
style. Yeah, they like me. They expect me to be there at a drop of a dime. Well, I changed my mind. Used to be a people pleaser, but I had to change my mind. Just wanna take my time.
Afternoon. And remember, family, the new EP, My Name Is, available on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify. Man, go out, get some great music. Friends, listeners, lend me your ears. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Also, we can be reached on Twitter. Yeah, we're on Twitter too. As a twitter.com/LOTL radio. But you know what? Let's do a little backstroke. Just a little bit. Now, listen to me. Let me hear you now. For those who are looking for 24-hour nonstop music, 365 days a year, including leap year, even when the teddy bear is not on the air, hey, sit back, relax. At the official website, click on that beautiful button where it says live. We got something special for it. Because as you said, and as I've always believed, ask and ye shall receive. Lord have mercy. And we can also get you with us on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL. The comfort zone, last but certainly not least. My goodness, all the different social medias are a long way from Black Planet at MySpace. Boy, I'm really dating myself. That's okay. I'm all right with it. You can also get to with us on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/LOTL. The comfort zone. My goodness, on a very comfortable and always pleasant Tuesday afternoon. And man, we got some more music on the way, some new music on the way. But you don't know what you're going to find out. You got to tune in and keep listening. But in the meantime, let's get into some, what are we feeling? It is a Tuesday afternoon. I know what I'll do. Let's get into some Maestro, my mentor, the late great Barry White, with I Found Someone. Lord have mercy. In the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
It's not every day that you can find something in your life that is worth all the money in this world. Happiness. And for the first time in my life, I find it hard for me to express myself or the way I feel. This thing makes me want to scream. Makes me want to holler. This makes me want to shout. It makes me want to sing lyrics of love and joy and happiness and what you see.
Never thought I'd find someone who'd blow my mind, girl, like you do. And never thought I'd see the day that it could be so true. It's all because I
My mind. Oh,
Martin Luther McCoy from the album Love is the Hero, finally here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Well, it's about that time. It's okay. It's okay. We'll be back soon enough. No need to worry again, but to find out and get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On Twitter, LOTO Radio. On Facebook, LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And last but certainly not least, Instagram. Yeah, Instagram. You can get to it on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone. Special thank you to the very talented Aria Linnell family. Be sure to purchase our new EP, My Name Is, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com, and she will be performing live in Uptown, yeah, in NYC, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Rockwood Music Hall. Free, yeah, FRAA free. That's at 196 Allen Street, New York, New York. Like my man said, all the critics love you, New York. Lord have mercy. It's been real. It's about that time to close the lounge. But until the meantime, you know the teddy bear has so much Uber love for you while I head back in my spaceship, back to the Milky Way. Don't worry, we'll be back to open the zone again. In the meantime, we're going to leave you with a little bit of a Raheem Dulan with Woman here in the zone of LOTO Radio. God bless and good night.
It's official right now. In 4 minutes or less, you. We're going to crown all of them right now. Dedicate my mama, your mama, you. And you. Your baby's mama, my mama. Wife, you. If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them and say, dedicate. You are appreciated. This is dedicated.
I appreciate just like you. And the number to take to carry and burn a child. Thank you. And the way you play dumb, even when we're living real fast. And even as a single parent, mama, you still hold it down somehow. But your lips, you say what's on your mind.
Thank you.
A lady in the street and a freak when it's bedroom time.
Thank you.
Go ride with me, roll with me, tell me what's yours is mine.
Hey,
fellas, if you ain't got one, better search the world to find.
Woman, 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 special.
Recognize one when a grown one sits, and the grown woman knows how to.
mouth to a woman.